Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Make Onions Cry, the podcast. I'm your host, Kat.
I'm your host, Angie.
And today we have a topic that's very personal to me, as I am an immigrant. Immigration. Did you say me too? Angie's not an immigrant.
No, I'm not at all.
but yeah, immigration, very important topic to me. I did move to this country when I was younger. So we'll be talking a little bit about that and just overall experiences. So let's get into it. All right, Angie, I'm going to start you off with the question of the day. And this one is actually not at all related to immigration, but it has to do with different cultures and something that I've experienced as a Polish person. Mm-hmm. What food combinations do you eat that make others cringe?
I don't think I really eat any weird food combinations.
Okay. But yeah, you're a pretty safe eater.
Yeah, I mean, I have done, like, the whole, like, french fry and a milkshake kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty standard these days, though.
Yeah, and, like, the mayo and ketchup mix with french fries. So, I don't really know. I don't think I really eat any combos that make people cringe.
All right.
I know you do.
I do, because I'm Polish, and a lot of our things, like, when I read you the... I'm gonna read you the ingredients of something, and I just want your opinion.
Live reaction?
Yes, I want your live reaction, pretty much.
Got it.
Okay, so we have three potatoes that are cooked. They've been boiled. Four also cooked carrots. Two parsnip roots, also cooked. Okay. These are all cooked. A celery root.
Okay.
Four large pickles.
Okay, you're getting a little odd there, yeah.
Okay. A small onion.
Okay.
A can of peas.
Okay.
Okay. Four eggs, hard boiled.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then you take four big spoons of mayonnaise, four big spoons of natural yogurt, add some salt, pepper to taste, and mix that all together.
Honestly, doesn't sound too bad.
And you can also add apples. For like a
that's
sweet
where
taste.
I would say no.
That's it's not a requirement, but some people like to add them just for like a sweeter.
I think sweeter that's where I would it. Cut it. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's it's called vegetable salad. This is what it looks like for. Well, it's like hold on.
It kind of reminds me of like a potato salad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very much like potato salad vibes.
Which is why that does I would eat that. I'm pretty sure I have had that at your house.
You have had it, yes. You did enjoy it.
I loved
but
it.
But it's like when I tell people the ingredients of that, they're like, what the fuck? Mayo with potato and carrot, like what the fuck? And it's really good. It's really good.
It is good.
It's just like it's a
combination. I remember the first time
stuff.
I had it, I was like,
yeah, you what? Were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then I ate it. I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. But you've also been to Poland with me. And it's like, you've seen some of the, like, salads we have for
everything
Easter
is a
and
salad.
Stuff. Yeah, everything is a salad. We love our salads. And when I say salads, I'm not talking about fucking lettuce, leaf, tomato. Like, no. I'm talking about, like, potato salad type salads.
Yeah. Like, there's always mayo and potato somewhere. Oh, yeah. Always pickles. You guys always have your pickles.
That's because we pickle everything.
Yeah, you pickle everything, not even just like cucumbers.
We pickle everything.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, but it's part of the culture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. It's like a lot of the times when you come, like, especially cities like New York, very filled with immigrants, and you can go to any neighborhood and you can experience those people. Like, a lot of the times they don't know what they want to do, so they have restaurants, they have local services available. It's like you can go eat very authentic Indian food made by an Indian woman from India by just going over like five blocks that way.
Right.
It's like it's a very real possibility. And same thing with Polish food, like Greenpoint, it's a neighborhood in Brooklyn that once upon a time was very Polish, still is a little bit, but it's getting gentrified.
Yeah.
And if you want authentic Polish food, you can find restaurants there that serve it.
Yeah. I mean, I have a really good Polish restaurant that's around my blog.
Yeah. And it's like, I fuck with that.
Yeah. Not as good as your mom's pierogies, though.
Yeah, they're good. Pierogi, lesson number one. Pierogi. There's no S. Pierogi's already plural. I'm very passionate about this. I will correct Americans till the end of my life.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. but I did want to give a disclaimer at the start of this. I am one person. My immigrant journey and experience does not define everyone's immigrant journey and experience. You know, everyone has their own path. Mm-hmm. I also came here when I was a child. I was 5. That's much different than someone that comes here, like my sister. She was, I think, like 16 or 17. And it's also different than someone like my dad who came here when he was like 35.
Right.
So very different experiences that immigrants could have, even from the same country culture. So just want to put that, you know, my opinions not to be taken to heart, just my experiences.
Right.
So I did want to give some background into who I am. So I am a Polish immigrant to the U.S. I moved here when I was 5. Yes. And I spoke only Polish at home with my parents. So I didn't speak English until I actually went to school. And I also have siblings that we spoke Polish. And then as I got older, it kind of turned into like Ponglish. I don't know, that's the mix of Polish and English. Ponglish. Mm-hmm.
I have experienced that.
Yeah. So it's like, she, Angie will be near us. We'll be like, I'll start off in English. I'll throw in like 3 words in Polish and then go back to English.
And I'm like, what
the fuck? So yeah, it's very much just how we speak to each other. Mm-hmm. And then I also went back to Poland every single summer, and I spent most of my summers there. So I literally would leave the day after school ended and come back like 2 days before school started. So mm-hmm. I was gone the whole summer. It was very difficult for me to maintain friends over the summer because I was just mm-hmm. yeet myself. But that was really good for me because I only spoke Polish there. So it was really good for my language. I didn't lose it like a lot of immigrants do. Mm-hmm. And especially kids, like kids, when they come to a foreign country and they start speaking the native language there, they start to lose their language because you right. just don't use it. That's one thing with languages. But I do life in a very mixed way. So like mm-hmm. I very much live in the US. I have an American upbringing in terms of school and stuff. But I did grow up in a Polish household. Like, I eat a lot of Polish food. There's still some things I do where it's like, bro, you're so foreign. so it's like, it's things like that.
It's ingrained in you.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like, there's some things that are just culturally there that it's very hard for me to break habits.
Right.
And then talking a bit more about immigration overall in the U.S., that's another thing to note. I did immigrate into the United States. It's my experience is going to be different than someone that went from like Poland to the UK or Poland to France. So another heads up.
Question. Did yes. you or your family have to take like the US test?
The citizenship test?
Yeah.
Yes. So both of my parents took it, and then my sister also took it. And then I inherited my citizenship from okay. my parents because like once they had it, I was a minor. So I just absorbed it.
It was just in you, yeah.
Yeah, but because I never took the test, the only proof of citizenship I have is my passport. Like, my birth certificate is from Poland. I don't have a naturalization certificate because I didn't have to take the test. And it's like, my only proof that I am a U.S. citizen is my passport. That's it.
Wow.
It's like, I was wondering, like, if that ever, like, burns down, like, how do I get a new one?
I don't know.
Well, let's avoid fires.
Yeah, let's hope it stays safe.
Yeah. But, yeah, speaking on the U.S. as a whole, I'm very immigrant-filled country. So some places that immigrants come to are coastal areas. So New York is a big one because it's a huge city, very diverse. You can meet everyone here. A lot of Polish people also go to Chicago. I think mm-hmm. in all of the U.S., Chicago has the biggest Polish population. I'm not entirely sure why, but it was just kind of like they flew into New York and then they moved to Chicago, or they just flew in straight to Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the coastal ones are huge. Like if you go down south into Florida, huge Cuban, Latin American immigration there, but Cuban is the big one for Florida.
Especially Miami.
Yeah. And then if you go west coast, you have a lot of Asian immigrants coming there because mm-hmm. that's closer to China, Japan, Korea. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Mexicans, a lot of Hispanics. They also just go up into California.
Yep.
Texas, same thing. Like any of the border states, you get immigration from those. And any of the coastal states, you get whatever's closer. So east coast gets Europe, west coast gets Asia.
Right.
But yeah, so Angie, let's ask some questions. Why do you think people immigrate to the United States? The land of opportunity.
Well, yeah, better opportunities. jobs is mm-hmm. I know is a big one.
Safety.
That's all I got. Is safety.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Yeah. Think of Ukraine right now.
Yeah. They're leaving.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my family, my parents gave up their whole careers in Poland just to bring their kids. They had four kids. They wanted to bring us to the United States so we could get a better education, better opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, us working in the United States is going to lead to a much more successful life than us staying in Poland and working there.
Right.
So that was, I mean, that's from them, why they did it. So better opportunities, refugees, political mm-hmm. reasons. So better government. You know, if you live in a very, like, if you live in fucking Iraq, like, the, it's not North great Korea. For you right now. North Korea. Yeah. You want to get away from those regimes. You mm-hmm. would come to somewhere else. And, you know, as much as people like to shit on the U.S., it's better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, you know, better government. Sometimes we're not great, luck.
But we're doing something.
Yeah, exactly. But another reason people come is just luck. Like, they win the lottery and, like, they win a green card and they come to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what happened with my family. Like, my dad got lucky. He won a green card. And that's how he came here originally and then extended that to the whole family.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Another one is money, work. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you could be very successful in your home country and then your job just wants to relocate you to the U.S. for, you know, an expansion of an office or something.
Right.
And that's what you got to do. And then another one I could think of was also discrimination in the home country. Because I was thinking of it from, like, my lens. Like, I could never live in, like, Saudi Arabia. I would get prosecuted there for being gay. Right. But it's like, so, it's, you know, discrimination in that sense. Or sometimes if you have disabilities, it's not as easy for you to have access to life where it's, you know, the U.S. is much more friendly for that. Yeah. So all those things to consider. You know, sometimes people have their own reasons. And you never know why someone wants to move to another country.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I thought it would be really fun to do kind of like a roulette of sorts where I, as an immigrant, have some qualms. I have some issues. And you, as a Native American, not a Native American, but a native to the America,
right,
will respond to them.
Okay.
And try to justify why the fuck these things are a thing.
I don't know if I can justify them.
Okay. So.
But we'll see.
Okay. I mean, one thing before we get into that is expectations of immigrants that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the times, there's that pressure of, you came to this country, you have to do better. And it's like, that's something I've been put on a lot since my get-go. Like, my siblings were always like, you came here when you were the youngest, you had the best start, you learned English as a child, you have to do better than us in life. And mm-hmm. it's like, goddamn, all right.
A lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure. Like, damn, I'm outnumbered. There's three of you, one of me. But it's like, what are your thoughts on that from what you've seen? Because you have a few immigrant friends.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a pressure to, like, do better and have, you know, a great education and have a great job and make a family and give them the best life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that just stems from cultures.
Yeah.
Very differing cultures, like, from wherever you're from to the United States. The United States is very different mm-hmm. from a lot of places. So I think it's just, like, usually immigrants come or immigrate for a better chance from whatever is going on. So just naturally you're leaving something. So you naturally want to do better and want to have better than what you did because you left for a reason. I think that's just naturally how you feel, which is tough. It's very tough to deal with.
Yeah. It definitely is a huge cultural thing because a lot of countries, they have their own culture. Like, there's Polish culture, there's Russian mm-hmm. culture, like, there's mm-hmm. Chinese culture. But it's like, when you come to the U.S., there isn't an American culture that's set in stone and this is what everyone acts like.
Oh, no, but I was going to say there is, but
no, there is an American culture. Like, American culture as a whole exists. It's just very different. Like, if you ask a New Yorker what American culture is versus, like, mm-hmm. a Texan, like, two different answers. And it's like, it's same country. But opposite ends of the country.
Exactly.
So even though, like, the culture aspect of what is the traditional way that we should act isn't the same, where it's, like, mm-hmm. it's pretty standardized in different countries. Like, all Polish families have very similar expectations of their kids and behaviors and, like, this is how the woman behaves, this is how the man behaves.
Right.
Yeah. All right, on to a more lighthearted topic. Why the fuck do your price tags not reflect the actual price?
Taxes.
How? I understand that. I understand that. But explain to me how Europeans, in all of Europe, it's not even like one country, they can put the fucking price, including taxes, on the price tag. Why can we not do that?
I don't know.
I get it. It's different by state because every state has their own sales tax.
Yeah.
But every
and place... some states don't have sales tax.
Yeah, but every place also makes their own price tags. Like, yes. If you... like, so why not just make the fucking price tag, like, reflecting the price?
More work.
Like, why am I guessing what I'm going to have to pay at the register?
More work. They want to come off as, oh, you're going to be paying a lower price. Psych.
Damn. Yeah, because, like, that, I feel like a lot of people that come to this country are like, what the fuck? Like, they'll pick up a shirt that's, like, $3.99. No one's finding a shirt. I'll pick up a shirt that's, like, $10.99. They take it to the register, it's, like, $12.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty bullshit. Get you.
It's pretty bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't just put it on the tag itself.
I mean, it would look weird because it would be, like, instead of being, like, $7.99, it would be, like, $8.15.
Yeah, it might so be, like a...
It's probably for marketing reasons, because it looks weird. I still think it's bullshit. I want to know how, like, places
I've
like Germany...
I've never thought about that.
No, because places like Germany that have a higher sales tax on stuff still manage to have lower prices, including their tax.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Anyway, next one. Free refills. Why, is this like a you encourage people to just refill sodas everywhere?
I think it's because, like, not every, like, if you go to the movies and you get a small soda, you have to pay for another small soda.
No, you don't.
But if you not some places you do.
Okay.
But if you get a large, then you get a free refill. Or if you pay, like, if you go to Six Flags, you got to pay for like sodas,
yeah, and
whatever. But if you get the Six Flags, like, cup,
yeah,
then you get free refills. I think they just want you to pay more.
Like, pay more up front, mm-hmm, to, like, maybe guarantee it. Because, like, I'm thinking about it. It's like, you know, like, a large soda, especially in the movies, is huge. No one can drink that. It's like, so they're offering this free refill concept on, mm-hmm, something that does not need to be refilled. Like, first of all, no one's drinking a large soda on their own. That's split.
Yeah.
And it's, like, even a small soda. Me and Abby went to see, what did we see recently? Spider-Man, I think? Mm. Like, we got a small soda and we still didn't finish it.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the movies with my boyfriend recently and we both got large sodas.
That's a mistake.
He got a large, he put water in it because he was smart. I put smart cherry Coke in mine. And it was not smart.
yeah. How was the sugar rush on that?
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, even at restaurants, though, so a lot of places, a lot of them won't, but some places, like, you order a soda and they just keep refilling it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, especially in, like, the Golden Corral type of restaurants. I don't know if Golden Corral does it themselves, but, like, those style restaurants, like, mm-hmm, we're just like, eat as much, whatever, just keep going. Like, the buffet types.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, big corporation stuff.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, because soda, like, on its own, soda's not expensive. It's just syrup that's carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Really healthy stuff.
Yeah, really, really, you know, just good for you.
Top of the line, yeah.
Okay, another one I have is free and accessible public restrooms. This is unheard of in many countries.
Yes.
Like, you have to pay a euro or two per restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if you're in Asia. I don't remember. Did we pay for the restrooms in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, you know, you have to pay to go use the restrooms. But in the U.S., they're available everywhere.
I think that ties to our laziness.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because, honestly, if you look at Europe and Asia, their public restrooms are so spotlessly clean mm-hmm. because you're paying for them to clean it. Like, that's yeah. the whole point. You're paying for the workers, like, you're just giving back to them. Our public restrooms are disgusting. You know yeah. why? Because no one pays for them and no one cleans them.
Yeah. And then recently, I know New York, I think they, like, Starbucks made a deal with to have their Starbucks restrooms being used as public restrooms, which, like, people were doing anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
But with this, I think they're, like, thinking of backing out of it because it creates an issue of having people they don't want there. Like, there was a bunch of homeless people that were coming in and using the bathrooms yeah. there, and they were just, like, absolutely trashing it. It's, like, at the end of the day, it's still a private establishment.
Right.
So it's like that was the issue with that one. It's like if you go to I would have to be actually having to pee my pants for me to use a public restroom on the MTA.
I would rather pee anywhere else.
Like I could be hovering 10 feet above that and I feel like I would still inherit some disease.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, no, I have never and will never use the MTA restroom.
No. I remember once I was on my way home, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I was still, like, 20, 25 minutes on the train from getting off. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I literally got off at a stop, got out, went to Target, like, 5 minutes away, peed there, and then walked back and went home. Like, I was not, just, me and MTA.
No, I would do the same. I would not do that.
Although, I will say, Port Authority, nicer bathrooms. Much more
interesting
because yeah. it's like that one is a it's a whole building, it's an establishment, so yeah they clean those.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So if you're ever in Midtown area and you really need to use the bathroom, Port Authority over MTA any day.
Also, like park bathrooms, like
no. I've never been inside of one, but they look sketchy on the outside.
It is disgusting. They're always wet.
Yeah, they are.
It's the only way I could describe it. Everything is wet.
They're wet from the outside, too. It's like, there's just...
I know. Like, and the smell, it just has a specific smell. Mm. Ugh. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, onto a much more fun topic, advertising. Bro, there are ads for everything, everywhere.
Like, I know.
TVs will give me ads. Fucking the radio has so many ads on it. You can have advertising for medicine, for law... Like, cars? Everything has a fucking ad.
Yes.
How? Why?
Marketing, I don't...
But, like, why is it legal? Like, you can't advertise... Like, I think Germany's the country that I know for a fact that this is true in. Like, you can't advertise lawyers. Like, you can't be like, hey... Like, because they don't want to encourage people to... I don't know, something with the culture. Like, they don't want to encourage some type of things. But it's, like, it's against the law to have an advertisement for a lawyer.
Interesting. Yeah, this is something my boyfriend has, like, huge issues with. Whenever we're watching TV, he mutes the ad and he refuses to watch it. Or, like, he'll skip to another channel. Because our ads are, like, so long, too.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the car ads, I don't understand because that's not going to make me want to go buy that car.
No.
Like, it's a car.
Yeah. I mean, like, sometimes I'll see, like, oh, like, Subaru has a new car. Or, like, oh, Jeep has a new one. But it's like, I'm gonna go buy that new Subaru.
Yeah, that's not, like, me shopping for a car. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, like, if I'm shopping for a car, I'm doing research on it. Like, it's not gonna... It's not
I'm gonna not looking influenced. At an ad.
Yeah. Like, although, yes. I think with those types of ads, they're more to, like, stay top of mind. So it's like, when you do go car shopping, you know that Subaru exists. And it's like, you'll True. Look up Subaru instead of, I don't know, like... Chevy or sure. something because I know that's like with very established brands, that's why they do ads. Like, you know, Pepsi and Coca-Cola exist, but mm-hmm. it's like they so, you know, seeing an ad isn't going to make you go buy a Pepsi, but it's one of those right. things where it stays ingrained in you. It's like, if I'm in the store, I'll see the Pepsi, be like, oh, Pepsi, let's get that,
right?
But yeah, no,
but I don't really know why we have so many ads.
But back to this fucking bullshit, because the other day, like, I was listening to the radio, literally 2 days ago. I was driving home, I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to Z100. It went on an ad break. I was like, I'll give it, like, a minute or two, because how long are fucking ads? Like, 5 minutes later, the ad's still going. I switched to KTU. Same thing. Like, all the radio stations just go on ad breaks at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. And, like, same thing with KTU. They were also just at, like, it was, like, 10 minutes of ads. I'm like, bro, I just want to listen to some fucking Dua Lipa and Elton John.
Great song, by the way.
It is not a great song. Highly recommend it. But god fucking damn it, like, I didn't, and none of those registered with me. If you asked me a single ad that I heard, could not tell you, because it was just constant chatter at me.
Yeah. Because then it's just, like, mindless, like, just shut up.
You know what I think is bullshit? That you buy... Samsung TV is infamous for this. You buy a fucking TV. You pay the $600 for the TV. And then it shows you advertisements on it. Yep. You're not even, like, watching regular cable television. It's, like, it's on the TV itself, on the main home screen. Uh-huh. It just shows you ads. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, no, my TV does that.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, no, I hate it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Anyway... Next thing we have is online shopping. Mm-hmm. It's huge. In this country, it's huge. And it's like Prime 2-day shipping. Chef's kiss. Prime Day coming up soon.
True.
It's like...
Yeah. I, again, think that ties to our laziness. And it's just easier to stay at home and type some things in and get what you need in 2 days and then travel somewhere. What if they don't have it? Go somewhere else. What if they don't have it? You know, it's like...
But the, like, the Prime 2-day shipping thing is a changer. Like,
when if anything takes more than 2 days, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Also, I found out recently that if they say that it's scheduled to come, let's say, like, the 25th, and it arrives the 27th, you can get a refund because it didn't come on time. You just need to prove it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some money-saving tips. I saw a TikTok recently about it.
Lovely.
But yeah, no, like, I love the concept of online shopping, and it's just not as accessible and as quick. It's like, if you want something in 2 days, you have to pay a lot of money to get it. Where it's like, here, it's included in my I don't know how much it is now, like $30 membership a year.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I personally find it pretty worth it.
Yeah, no, I love it. And ever since I've had it, I can't go back, so.
Exactly. So, we have become drones to
pretty much.
Another one, which is actually coming up soon, so it's very on topic. 4th of July. What is, like, I just America. Need to, it's, it, it, no, it is. It's literally America.
No, it's it is.
Like, people dress up in flag outfits, like, they wear a hat with the American flag. Mm-hmm. They shoot fireworks everywhere. Like, it's just a giant party all weekend.
Yeah.
Why? Like, a lot of countries, when they do independence, like, it's a party, sure, but, like, you don't wear the flag.
Yeah, so, you've been in America for a while now, and you've seen how much people love the flag.
Yeah.
And tend to overly love our country.
Yeah.
For different reasons, but I think we are, not we... But, like, our the country, the people in the country are so prideful and our egos are so large that we're like, we're going to flaunt this shit. We're gonna wear our flag.
Because that also brings me to my next point. American flags fucking everywhere. Like, if you go into the suburbs, it's like every house has one sticking out.
I know. I find it really stupid. Like, why do we do that?
Like,
I don't get that.
I've had my cousins in Poland ask me, he was like, is that a real thing? Like, do you guys actually have flags everywhere? Mm-hmm. It's like, because they, like, for their perception is from TV and movies. Like, they don't know what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah. I don't know why we have to have, or why people feel the need to have flags outside of their home. Like, I understand where we are. Like, if I had an Italian flag outside my house, or, like, the British flag, like, that makes sense because my mom and dad are Italian-British. And, like, we're not in Italy or England.
Right.
Like, or if, like, you had, like, the Polish flag, like, you immigrated, you know? And, like, that, you're prideful of that. We live here. Why do we need to show it off?
Yeah. I mean, I know when I was studying abroad in Spain, like, if people hung up the Spain flag, it was a sign of protest. Because there was protest going on at the time. Yeah. And it's, like, it was them taking a stance on a matter. Right. It's, like, it was never pride. It was always political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I hate it just as much as you do.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it per se. I just don't understand it.
I think it's so stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to people who think, who are like, our listeners who love the American flag. Patriots. Yeah. No, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Another one I have is, I just think this is really cool. As someone that comes from a country that has a very stereotypical look. Like, if you think Polish people, you think light hair, white, light eyes, whatever. Like, that's the look. And it's like, same thing, if you think of someone that's, like, you know, Asian, you, or, like, Chinese specifically, you have a very specific image in your head. If I say Russian, you have a very specific image in your head. Mm-hmm. Americans don't have that.
Mm-hmm. I think because we're a very diverse country, yeah. And that's because we immigrate, or we have people who immigrate to us so much, mm-hmm. That we just don't really have the American look.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I love it. It's like, you know...
Where if you ask some people, they're like, well, there is the American look, and no. It's the white... No, there's not. No.
You could look like the most Asian motherfucker there is, mm-hmm. and you could just have a fucking Southern Cali accent. Yeah. And it's like, that's all you've ever known. Or it's like, you can look like me, it's like, I'm American. Like, I'm also mm-hmm. Polish, but I'm American. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like, you can look like... You can be black and, like, fucking have the coolest hair ever. And it's like, you're also American. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all American. There's no defined thing for it. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
I love it, too.
It's super culturally diverse. It's like, you just never know. Which is also, I love hate the diversity. Question, I hate the question where, like, the fucking white Karens walk up to someone. They're like, where are you from? Where are you really from? It's like, fucking Los Angeles, Karen, relax.
Where are you really?
It's like, yeah, I'm the same place you are. I'm probably more American than you, bro.
Oh my god.
Okay, you know what's one thing I just can't, like, you might have a hard time wrapping your head around it too because you're in New York and we're like the only place in the country that doesn't allow this. Mm-hmm. Right on red. You can literally turn right at a red light in most places in this country.
Yeah.
Even other cities.
I get really confused. Like New Jersey, you could turn right on red.
Yeah.
And Long Island, you could turn right on red.
Yeah. It's just New York City you can't. Like, yeah, within our area, New York City. But, like, Los Angeles, you can turn right on red.
Yeah.
So it's not a city-specific thing. Like, because I always thought it was like, oh, yeah, if you live in a big city, you can't turn right on red. No.
No.
It's, like, the city just mandated that. You can turn right on red everywhere in this country, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm always second-guessing myself when I go out of the city.
I think I'm breaking
the
law. I literally think I'm breaking the law.
And if people are, like, honking at me, I'm like, I don't think I can go. Yeah.
No, I'm like, because I, especially when I'm still in New York State, I don't know when that boundary ends. Like,
I don't know either.
Like, is it like the Bronx? Is that the final cutoff? Is like, once I leave the five boroughs, am I good? Or is it like, mm-hmm. once I leave, you know, Westchester County, I'm good or whatever?
Mm-hmm. However, in Brooklyn, there are some blocks.
Yes. But they have signs.
Right on red.
But they have signs.
Yes.
Like, they could be like, after stop, right turn permitted. Or it's like, after stop, right turn permitted during these hours.
Right.
So it's like, but that's different. There's an explicit sign that says you can turn right on red. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if it's just implied that I can do that everywhere, I always feel like a criminal. Like, if I see a cop near me, I'm going to be scared to do it. I'll be like,
I know.
I don't want to get a ticket.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. It's like, what a concept. Like, it makes sense because a lot of, like, New York City's super congested. So it's like, that's why we can't do it, because people, it would just be a shit show. But, like, if you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, there's no cars, like, fuck it. Like, don't wait for the light.
Right.
But it only applies for right, not left turns. Because left turns you have to go, dangerous. You have to go across the whole intersection for that.
Yeah.
All right. You know what cigarettes and vaping culture. Like, that's, the American campaign for, like, stop tobacco was so successful.
Yeah.
It was so, like, you literally almost eradicated the new generation smoking entirely. And then vapes came along.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed by that because it's such
Juul is being banned next week.
It got, they ruled it.
I know, but their, like, end date is, like, next Wednesday or something.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I was just so impressed by that because no other country has been able to accomplish getting rid of cigarettes. Like, mm-hmm. it's part of the culture in so many countries. Like, if you're in, when I was in Spain, it was fucking normal to just go and, like, chat and chit-chat, smoke a cigarette. Like, everyone was smoking.
Yeah.
Like, I permanently smelt like tobacco because everyone around me smoked cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, same thing in Poland. It's, like, if you're at a party. I mean, you saw it. People just go out for smoke breaks every fucking 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very...
It's kind of crazy.
It's very prominent. It's very part of the culture. And it's, like, mm-hmm. in America, I don't think I've seen that many people smoke... I don't think I've ever seen an American smoke a cigarette. I always see, like, people I see smoking
like when
are,
I was
like,
younger. When I was younger, I saw more people smoking.
Yeah.
But now as, like... You know, it's like on the packs of cigarettes, like what it does to your body, like pictures. I think people were like, ooh.
Yeah, now everyone is just walking around with the Juul, which not for long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one I have is social circles in school. Americans are very clicky. Like, just the concept. And, like, but not even that. It's just, like, the jocks, the nerds. Like, if you ever watch Glee or, like, any, like, American Pie, like, any fucking stereotypical American showcase, you always have, like, you have the jocks, the nerds, the mean girls. Like, but there, that's a thing.
Yeah, I think because we're naturally bullies.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I think Americans are naturally bullies. So,
okay.
Like, the jocks and the popular girls are, like, the mean ones, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, you'll never see, like, especially in movies, like, a mean nerd.
Yeah, no.
Like, you really won't.
Yeah, they always make, like, it's always stereotypes, but it's, like, the stereotypes are based on facts. Like, I've seen those people exist in schools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's, like, it just blows my mind that that's, like, it's so, like, it's so out of a movie, but it's so real.
I know. It's very strange.
Yeah. Okay, another, the next two are kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
Driving at 16 and driving everywhere. Like, unless you live in a metropolitan city, you drive everywhere. Like, it's so spread out. Everything is so spread out. Mm-hmm. And you also start driving at 16 because everything is so spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not just make things closer? Like, why not
make
bicycle lanes? That.
But we do have bike lanes now.
Well, yeah, but, like, in, like the fucking Syracuse, for example.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Everything is so far apart, because they have a lot of land.
That's the thing, it's, like, I'm thinking of, like, the rural and even the suburbs in Poland. It's, like, people bike everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one here bikes. Like, they bike around the neighborhood to, like, have fun, but not for actual.
I was talking to my boyfriend, because we went out to dinner, and we, like, walked to dinner, and he grew up in Westchester, and so he was like, this is, like, so cool that you have, like, this whole shopping street, like, on 86th Street. Like, and he was like, you just have this whole street, and, like, you could just, like, walk, and, like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people love to shit on Walmart and stuff, but it's one of those areas that if it's the only thing accessible. It's like, you don't have local stores that you can go and buy, like, fucking organic eggs from. You have to go to Walmart. It's the only place that sells groceries.
Right.
So, it's, I don't know, I find that pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
You know what's another one that fucked with me? Because I didn't realize, I didn't realize until I moved to New Jersey, where you're allowed to buy alcohol.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
But it's first of all, it's different in every state. But second of all,
Connecticut's really weird about it.
Why? What do you do in Connecticut?
Connecticut, on Sundays, you can't buy alcohol. And after 5 p.m., they stop selling alcohol at places. 5
p.m.? That's so early.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think that's on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, so in Jersey, you can only buy alcohol in a liquor store. Like, even beer, like, even a White Claw, you can only do that in a liquor store. Where it's like, in New York, you can fucking walk into a CVS and buy beers.
Yeah.
Or it's like, any bodega.
Not wine.
Yeah. It's like, any place that's very accessible. But you know what really fucks with me? Supermarkets. Like, in Poland, like, in most fucking European countries, because, like, when we were in France, it was also there in Germany, you can just walk into fucking any supermarket, and they sell you all the alcohol. You have beer, you have wine, you have seltzer, you can buy Jack Daniels, you can buy vodka. Like, all of that is accessible in a fucking, like, supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wild to me. Like, you have designated liquor stores that only sell alcohol.
Yeah, I think because you have to have the liquor license.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, That's why.
That's wild to me. It's like, I don't know. I just always, alcohol has always been just something so accessible to me. But it's like, I didn't even think about it. Like, even in New York, if I want vodka, I have to go to a liquor store.
Right.
Or it's like, if I'm in Poland, I just go, when I'm like doing my barbecue shopping, I go to one supermarket and I buy everything, including the vodka.
Right.
It's wild.
Yeah. I think it's because, like, you know, Americans are big on beer.
Yeah.
Like, if you think of, like, the typical American, you think of beer, right?
Yeah.
And with Polish, you think of vodka. So, like, we sell our beer in the supermarkets. You guys have vodka in your supermarket. Like,
but
I think
that,
it's just
that also depends
of...
by state. Like, in New Jersey, you can't buy beer in a supermarket. You have to buy it in a liquor store.
True. No, that is true.
So, it's like, I don't know. It's wild to me. But you know what else is more wild? Which I hate this. Every bone in my body hates this as a concept. I participate in it because I know I have to. But I hate it. Fucking tipping culture.
We've talked about this.
I hate, like, every fiber of my being. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, just like the fact that you can get away with paying an employee like $3 an hour and expect the difference to be made up with fucking
It should just be included.
It like, should.
Tips. Tips should be included in, like, if you go to a restaurant, it should be already included in your bill.
Yeah.
And it should be included in people's salaries.
Yes. It's like, if you, because then it also comes down to, like, if someone, you know, wants to be a fucking cheapsteaks, they give you zero. And then the person ends up losing money because they were waiting someone.
Right.
So it's like, either make the tip fucking included in the bill, where it's like 15% goes to staff.
Yeah.
Or pay your employees fucking livable wages.
Yeah.
It's wild to me. That's not even the thing. Like, restaurants, fine, whatever. But you guys tip for fucking everything. I have to tip the driver. Uber, have to tip the driver. Get my nails done, have to tip the fucking lady. Get a wax, have to tip the fucking lady. Like, you tip for everything.
Everything.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, I, you know what? No,
I started going to coffee shops, right? And they have, like, the iPad and they flip it over and it's like, how much tip? And I'm like, why am I tipping?
I refuse to. I refuse to. Like, unless.
No, I don't either, but.
Like, unless the person gave me exceptional fucking service in that 30-second interaction, I fucking refuse to. Because, like, what? Like, at that point, what? Like, what? What am I tipping for? What? Like.
You're very passionate about this.
No, I am. I'm very, because I think of services that I pay a lot of money for. Like, I get waxed monthly. Mm-hmm. I pay like 50 something bucks for a wax. And I still have to do a 20% tip.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why it am should I paying, just be included. Like, why am I paying like 70 bucks? Because, like, I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. I'm very annoyed by it. Like I said, I'll participate in it because I know I have to, because that's how people make a living. I'm just unhappy about it.
Yes.
Anyway, moving along. I have one here about independence. So, like, in the U.S., it's very common for, you know, you hit 18, you go off to college, you finish college, and then you move out. It's a very, like, easy narrative to follow. And it makes no sense for immigrants.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot of, it's not even, like, Polish culture. A lot of cultures. It's. You stay living with your parents until either you're married or you're about to get married, and then you move out and then create a home with your new wife or husband or whatever, significant other. Where it's like here, very much, like, some parents will kick you out at 18. It's like the second you turn 18, like, not my problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and that also kind of has to do with family culture. Like, I feel like family culture isn't as ingrained into American society as it is in other cultures. Like, when you get old, a lot of people go to, like, old person's homes, where it's, like, if you get old in Poland, the kids will take care of you.
Right.
It's, like, you move in with your children.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, that's huge for me. It's, like, it's such a weird culture shock. Like, I've been in this country almost 20 years, and I'm still shocked by it.
No, it is a weird thing. Even, like, I think it's weird, but I don't know. Why not save your money, live with your family?
Yeah, it's...
I'm still doing that.
It's like, people just rush out, though. It's just, I know a lot of people that do it. It's like the second they turn 18.
Yeah, some people just really want that independence to be on their own, to, like, really have time to themselves. America
very much pushes the narrative of independence.
Yes. Well, Independence Day,
Independence Day. I mean, even in like, capitalistic culture, like, capitalism is all based on do what's best for you, not for society.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then, I have, like, two more. Drinking age being 21. Why is it so high? I think it's bullshit.
It used to be 18.
You can be in the army
at
18. You can own a gun at 18.
Yeah. It used to be 18.
But then they raised it.
I know.
It's like, I just think, you know, like, if you're willing to sign up for war and go to, you know, the Middle East.
You should be able to have a beer.
Yeah. It's like the fact that you can go stop a terrorist attack from happening and then come home and you're 20 and you can't even buy a beer.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's pretty bullshit.
I think, like, if you're gonna have a drinking age of 21, let's say, like, make at least beer and wine and whatever the else, like, seltzer is 18.
Yeah.
And then have, like, hard liquor 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's so stupid. Like, I can go buy a gun, but God forbid I have a glass of wine.
Yeah. I mean, the reason they won't raise, like, the voting age or the army age for 21 is because then they can't get people. Right. Like, they're, the whole narrative of the U.S. military is to get people when they're young. You want them when they're right. young. Yeah. So it's not. I just think that's the stupid. Drinking age should be lowered.
It should be.
This one is like a personal vendetta for me. Shoes in the house.
Oh, I don't wear shoes in my house.
You don't, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know why.
It's like, why? Like, why don't you take them off? Why do you just walk around with dirt? Then it's more vacuuming. It's more sweeping. Yeah. It's more cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in Poland, we literally have house slippers. Like, you take your shoes off, you put on slippers. And you also have slippers for guests. If guests come, you give them slippers. Mm-hmm. But here, you just walk around in your shoes. Do you know how many pairs of slippers I own? I own, like, 4 or 5.
I know, you have a lot of slippers. So do I, though. Like, I have so many slippers. I have slipper Crocs.
Yeah. No, it's like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, the people who, like, wear their shoes in their house, I'm like, what are you doing? Unless I'm like, if I forgot something and I have to run back in.
But like, if you're in a
rush, I'm not going to take off my shoes.
Yeah.
But like, generally, but, I'm not like, walking if I'm at around. Home,
like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's like, people would be like, yeah, don't, you know, like, if I come in somewhere and like, take your shoes off, I'm like, oh, I will. Or it's like, they're like, no, you don't have to take your shoes off. Like, no, I will.
My aunt yells at me Polish sometimes. My mom, like, my aunt, like, when we go to like her house, if for like Easter or Christmas or whatever, she's always like, oh, don't take your shoes off. What are you doing? I'm like, your house is spotless. I would like to keep it that way. No. I'm not going to be the reason. And like, her shoes are off. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the only one in shoes. I mean, my cousins, like, you know, my cousins, they wear like the big heels. So like, they keep them on because it's a part of the fit.
Yeah.
I guess. It's
just annoying to take on and off.
Yeah, but if you're there for like hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Just take them off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always take them off.
Yeah. But my last point, though, is just more kind of like a wow factor. How big the United States is.
Yeah.
It's like I mean, I recently went to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I was in a cross-country flight. Over 6 hours. I think it was over six. It was like 5.5 maybe. Mm-hmm. And I just went from one end to the other in a huge plane.
Yeah.
It's like, you can also, even New York, like New York State as a whole, when I go up fishing, for fucking 6 to 8 hours we drive sometimes, and we're still in New York.
Yeah.
Like, it's, people don't realize that you can spend the whole day, like if you go to like Alaska or Texas, you can spend the whole day driving.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be
in the same state.
Like, all of the United States is bigger than Europe.
Yeah.
So it's like, each state is like the size of a country in Europe.
Yeah.
And people, I think people don't really grasp that as a concept. Like, they don't realize it. Just like, there's so much here. And I think that also, that explains a lot into the culture and like why everyone's so different. It's because there's no standardized thing. That's like saying that a Spaniard and a fucking German are the same thing. No, like, just because you're on the same continent and like your distance is probably like from New York to fucking Kansas.
Right.
It's like, that's the same country.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It's like, I'm in awe of that. It's like, that's one of those things that's like, wow, America's mad cool.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff, but we also got some questionable things.
Yeah, every country does, though. That's the thing. It's like, as you know, as someone that's an immigrant, I very much appreciate what this country has done for me and like the opportunities it's given me, because like I wouldn't be able to have that anywhere else.
America.
All right, and on that note,
lovely
outro music.